from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, Hour 3, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We're a couple of hours from Jared Sandler joining us as we'll be talking Rangers-Yankees baseball with him as we go into tonight's 6:30 pregame. All the big storylines going around with this baseball team, and there's a lot to get to. Okay, it's time now, though, for a sports hodgepodge, and here's the Chief.
Okay, so tell me if you guys believe what is being alleged here on Texas Longhorn Twitter. We have Tory Raspberry.
Tory.
Apparently a message was shared in the Texas parents group.
Oh.
Alleging that one of the parents has heard that Cooper Manning, father of Arch, paid to have the Texas flag fly outside the graduate hotel near campus in Ann Arbor, and the people are not happy about it.
Oh, buy-in. I love it. It's a
You're
good
buying
bit.
This?
Yes, first trip ever. Michigan and Texas have never played in the regular season. Last time they met up was 2005, the Rose Bowl. I like it. Talk trash.
I love it. Yes. I'm just trying to decide. Like, I don't know. Is Cooper Manning the alpha dad who's willing? He's clearly got the money to throw out, but is he wanting to go plant the flag of hostility right there in the heart of Wolverine country as your son and his team are getting, especially for a, you're writing a check that your son doesn't even necessarily get to cash as the backup quarterback. If you're Ewers' dad, maybe you say, hey, watch my boy go do something.
I love the buy-in from the backup. You know, a lot of parents will be like, well, if my kid's not playing, I ain't even coming. Just let me know,
I like that. Yeah.
Right? We're not even going to show up. He's like all in,
even
as a guy that went to a different school. I do like that level of commitment.
Eric, help me here. Okay, I didn't hear the first part of what you were saying, but did you say this is the Texas player hotel where they're staying?
This is this flag. This Texas flag is flying outside the graduate hotel near campus in Ann Arbor.
Okay, so this is not the hotel that the team's staying at, right?
No, this is where Michigan players or whatever, Michigan alum.
I've been on the road with teams that like have like stayed at hotels that the hotel itself will put the flag up, your flag up. Like they'll have
the road flag.
Oh, because the road team's staying there. That makes sense.
Yeah, like
so this is a hotel, not a dorm room. It's not like one of their player doors.
See, I thought he was paying to put the flag up at an Ann Arbor hotel where Texas was staying.
Love it.
I don't know many details other than what I see the screenshot circulating on
I'm buying it.
Twitter
I think
right
it's
now.
A great bit.
So, well, I mean, hopefully
should we enlist Bennett Broaddus in this because
yeah, holler at your son Bennett.
Him and
who's
Arch
attending.
Are friends. All right, let me ask.
Is Bennett going to Ann Arbor this week?
No, he messed up his
he
ticket.
Did. What? He messed up?
Yeah, he messed up. He had a chance. He had a ticket and he had to put in like his request. They said, yes, we'll give you one. He let the request lapse.
Oh, so he got too hammered.
Fail.
He failed. He didn't get it. And
damn it, Bennett.
He had his mom. He had the airline ticket. He had a place to stay. Everything was lined up.
He lost his ass.
And when it happened, when he got the news, he said, "Hey, I lost the ticket." His mom and I just said, "Hey, you learned a lesson. We didn't. It wasn't like, well, let's get you another one. Let's, you know, Like I was talking with Derek Eagleton. He said, I don't want to put his business out there, but him and Clarence Hill are going to the game. Mm-hmm. They're flying up. These tickets aren't cheap to this thing.
That's an opportunity that you'll regret not taking advantage of.
He went see, last year he was in Tuscaloosa for the Texas Alabama game, and he was hoping to, you know, get to be a part of another one. But he learned a lesson. Like, you know, if you don't follow through with what you're supposed to do,
there you go.
You ain't going to the game. He had a ticket. He just didn't follow through.
Ouch.
Yeah. So let's see if Arch's dad did this. Okay.
I wonder how much it costs to do that. Like, how much to get an Ann Arbor hotel to fly the Longhorns flag, knowing it's not going to be good for business. These people are going to remember what you did.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I thought it was the hotel that Texas was staying at.
Yeah.
I've been on the road before. I was on the road with the Cowboys, and the hotel we're at, they put the Cowboys flag up on the, when we pulled in.
It helps when you're America's team, though, you know?
But it doesn't help if you're Cooper Manning. You don't have the cash to write a big check.
They all came together.
Is your dad and your brothers, like, help taking down big money that you can just Cooper, throw bags around?
He's a made Manning. He's got the cheddar.
You don't think Cooper's part of Omaha Productions?
Maybe. I guess, yeah, they'd loop him in. You're right. They'd probably feel bad about it. I think Archie, Cooper,
I think they're all in. I think they're all part of
it. I would just feel like a bum walking around like I'm Big Shooter guy because my brothers and dad were famous.
No, but you did. You are Big Shooter. You shot out Arch.
You did.
And that guy's got some potential.
Now, Arch was pretty good, I think. Arch has got the money to do this.
Arch has got over three.
No, you're right. Arch could do this.
Maybe Arch broke him off a little cash. Yeah, like your dad calls, son.
Hey, dude, you just need a quickie.
Here's 10 grand, son.
You know I'm good for it.
Arch,
I need a cash.
Arch,
I'm thinking about doing this bit.
Yeah, Arch, could I borrow some money for your old man?
Great, I need some cash for the hotel, too.
All right, $235. That's the cheapest ticket right now to get in the door for Michigan, Texas. Most expensive ticket over $2,500. Holy crap.
Derek gave me a pretty pricey number when he,
Is it more than $2,500?
It was less.
Okay.
But you got to spend big if you're going to the big house, because if you get the GA up north, you're like a half mile from the field. You need some damn binoculars.
$235, where are we sitting?
That's got to be probably a where Gavin's talking about. Yeah.
But it's a stadium. It's a bowl. So you're not like in the upper deck of something. It's a bowl. It's just stretched out. You might not be close to the field. I don't know. But you're in the stadium, right? At 235?
You're in the building.
Might be obstructed.
You're on a bench.
I'd rather be in my recliner.
Ooh. 80 rows up.
Mooney DeMayer, big time Wolverine fan, texting in 214, flying their little flag. Tell them to fly a national champion flag. Mooney DeMayer, go blue.
I like that. Here we go, boys. It's game week.
It's over. It's over. Enjoy the flexing while you can, Mooney. It was a good run. You know, maybe in another 20 years, a good coach will come back to you.
Let's get Connor Stallions back. Maybe you got a shot.
I think Connor Stallions deserves a national championship ring.
But a statue outside the big house?
I think so. Well, they should like carry him off the field.
He got a game ball.
Yeah, of course he did.
Hey, why we got to bring up old stuff? TMZ got the leak from somebody in the Southern Cal atmosphere.
Dude, this story is amazing.
I mean, why you got to do it to my guy Miller Moss? He's off of a huge victory as the now star quarterback of the USC Trojans. He hands LSU their first loss of the season, and now we find out 2.5 years later that he had been investigated by the school. Did Miller Moss, now the quarterback for the Trojans, a little less than 3 years ago, after he was involved in a feud with his roommate? He says, Miller Moss, 2.5 years ago, the university conducted an investigation related to a personal dispute between me and a roommate. I fully cooperated, took accountability for my decisions in the matter. It was resolved. There's no reason for the news to come out about him rummaging through the belongings of his roommate in a video and grabbing a T-shirt on the bed before telling someone off camera, quote, "I'm stealing this shirt, dude." In another clip, he can be seen farting into a pillow he took off the bed before telling someone in the room to take a jacket out of the closet. So there was some college dorm room shenanigans taking place. Classic, prank.
Boys will be boys.
You fart on the pillow. You messed with a couple of his clothes, but the roommate did not take too kindly to this. So he reported to the authorities, and now the Miller Moss story is coming out. They should have come out in real time. Okay. 2.5 years later.
Yep.
And now somebody's going to get the leak. They waited for this moment. They're like, we're going to wait for Miller Moss to do something cool, and then we're going to drop the he's a pillow farter guy.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley called it out. He was like, very interesting timing here, huh, that this story's coming out. And then it sounded like he was being a little aggressive towards TMZ. Like, you better watch out. He's not the kind of guy to mess with.
Oh, he will fart on your pillow.
He's going to sue the hell out of you. I don't know.
No. Clearly. Might get end up with a wicked case of pink
eye. He might be this poop guy. Maybe Riley Moss is undercover.
If someone were to come after me, I would Miller hope Moss. It would be the Laramie Tunsil gas mask thing. That's what I would want. I would want to be remembered as that guy. With the, you know,
one of your old friends has footage of you taking the blue dolphin in college.
Somebody has some like old pictures of, or video of me like doing something really stupid on the ski slopes or something like that. I want to be remembered for something like that, not farting in a pillow.
Yeah. Well, we can't all get what we want. I mean, that's still pretty, pretty dang impressive. Yeah. I would say
it's a good bit.
Give me the Laramie Tunsil gas mask thing. That's what I want to be remembered as.
I think he'd be
he's the guy that had the gas mask. Yeah, that's right.
He's the gas mask guy.
He's a fun guy. Yeah, not the farting in a pillow guy. That's not a fun guy.
No, it's crazy how much the world has changed. Wasn't that just like 8 years ago, the Laramie Tunsil gas mask? Now, I don't think anybody would even, like the Sports Center crew would be laughing about it on set. Ha, ha, ha.
I would be in the war room like, we need to trade up for Laramie Tunsil. If he falls to us, we're drafting that guy. Get ready.
What stands out to you guys about this college football sentence? Elite. Did I say that word wrong?
Sentence.
It was just an interesting inflection at the
end. I'd say.
Elite 2027 wide receiver Booby Feaster will visit Oklahoma this weekend as they face Houston.
If your last name's Feaster, you can't name your kid. Maybe it's a nickname, but Booby, come on. Booby Feaster.
Remember, there's a Booby Clark that used to play for the Cincinnati Bengals, I think, back in the day.
Shout out to Booby Miles.
Booby Feaster.
Motorboat, son of a gun.
Booby Feaster was.
You'll feaster you.
Do you think he got the name because he was a feeder?
Oh, well, I mean.
Yeah, he got after it.
That's what I'm saying. That, like, mom, like, he loves some Booby.
He didn't become Booby until he was like 2-3 years old.
His real name is Emmanuel. But his nickname is Booby because mom was like, boy, he was aggressive.
That's a first ballot.
He loved that Booby.
He was aggressive.
Name Hall of Fame type situation
Booby
there.
Booby Feaster, definitely.
He's apparently a pretty dang good player as well. So, congrats to Carter Freeman and the Oklahoma Sooners getting a chance to woo Booby Feaster with their big weekend versus Houston. That's pretty dang exciting stuff right there.
Titusville, Alabama.
What did you just say?
What did you just say?
Titusville. It's the way the way it's spelled.
Oh,
okay. All right. I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Nice work over there, Broadus.
I'm trying.
He's proud of himself.
Now we also have some basketball news. Actually, well played. Actually.
Sometimes
Titusville.
I tell you what. If you give me like real headphones to work with, I have a chance. I had no chance early in the day.
No, you've been really in your bag today. We've all been impressed.
Hey, you guys were talking about boobies earlier.
I like to take on boobies.
I have an auntie. We call her Aunt Booby.
Aunt Booby.
My whole life, Aunt Booby.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a pet name or whatever, you know, a little nickname. Yeah. And then some point in my life, I realized. Aunt Booby. I get it now.
Yeah.
She had the bangs on her, bro. She had the bangs.
All your buddies were like, Aunt Booby.
She had the bangs on her. I get it now. Yeah. I was like, oh, Uncle Jules, I get it now, bro. I see what you was doing.
Uncle Jules and Aunt Booby.
Yeah. I see what you're doing.
It's a match made in heaven.
I had an Uncle Jules once.
What happened?
He ended up just not being a good dude, to be honest.
Oh, really?
At one point, I did.
Was he with
Uncle
Mercury
Jules.
Morris as well?
No. He was married into the family. He's not a by blood uncle.
Yeah.
But he ended up being a bit of a bleep hole. But there's your sports hodgepodge. We'll get to the basketball stuff a little bit later.
Bada-bam. There it goes. Eric Chiafalo Sports.
Shout out to Uncle Jules.
Shout out to Hodgepodge here in the nation.
We need to get back to that.
Glad we brought that one up.
It's my nephew on the radio there.
He just said, I'm done with this segment now.
No, he dropped me and everybody else. I can assure you that. Bleep you, Uncle Jules. Oh. We're about an hour away from the expressway. We'll give you the Micah Parsons audio from his weekly podcast, what he's thinking going into week one of the NFL season. But up next, Woolchuck's a top 10 at 420, buddy. What do we got?
Top 10 jewels. I posted a poll. We've got the top 10 tailgate foods in honor of the return of the National Football League. What are you going to be grilling and cooking up over the course of this weekend? That's next in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Shoot Chat, welcome back, Nation. 214 says, love y'all. General, try not to fight with Jared again this evening. I promise we're not going to fight. You know, we might throw back some friendly jabs at each other, but yeah, it's all good. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you are hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for your free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Yes, sir. Time now for Woolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Here he is, Zach with an H. Your Woolly Bully.
Thank you very much. The top 10 most popular tailgating foods. What are they? 877-881-1053. As we have the return of the National Football League tomorrow night.
We do. That's very exciting. I was going to throw out a tailgating food because, you know, our guy Matt Pittman from Meat Church.
Legend.
We have some audio of him talking about Dak that actually I think we're going to play in the expressway. He just posted this video. Delicious party, not wings. Ribs. For football watching. They're made in 2 hours on a smoker. You cut them before you cook them, Brian.
Yeah, you know, the thing, Matt has done a really good job. If you want to learn about cooking, and he explains it in such a good way and an easy way to follow along. He's like, listen, you don't have to do this. You don't have to, you know, he just wants you to get out there and cook. But if you're into that, if you really want to learn how to barbecue stuff, or cook stuff, or make specialty stuff. He's really, his videos on YouTube are incredible.
Great educator.
Oh, God.
Amazing cook.
And he explains it in such an easy,
no doubt,
friendly manner that you're like, oh, that looks too intimidating. He's like, listen.
He's walking you through it all.
He's like, hey, I trimming briskets, I mess them up all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, it makes you feel like, oh, geez, if I cut a big gash into this thing, it's going to, no. He makes you, don't worry about it. It just, get outside and cook.
I love the game day rib, too.
Yeah. What a brilliant. But some of the dips that he has put out there.
Oh, my gosh. But wait, they asked delicious. Him this morning about the brisket mac and cheese.
Oh, and because man.
Yes, please.
Bobby was like, well, how do you think you could put bacon in a mac and cheese? And
well, Sean was gushing about this Costco mac and cheese, apparently, he had the party.
Pittman goes, well, yeah, you put bacon in it, sure. But you could also put brisket in it, too, you know, and it makes it even better.
Brisket would make it better.
Yeah.
That's delicious.
He said his dad had triple bypass surgery. Like 2 weeks later, his dad goes, hey, can you make me some of that brisket mac and cheese? It's that good. Yeah.
I love that. Oh, very quickly here on your home of the world, champ, Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Which we can say for a little while longer.
We can.
Corey Seager officially is on the 10-day IL. He's got a hip issue. And it might be one of those things where maybe we don't see Corey Seager again this year. I think the team will have to evaluate that. But he could return as early as September 16th against the Mariners. But at that point,
no need to.
Yeah, 2 weeks left of the season.
Let's get all these guys some extra rest. Yeah, they worked extra hard last year. They deserve it.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow before the game, very special. Elvis Andrews is going to retire as a Texas Ranger. There will be a press conference that will include Michael Young and Ron Washington.
How about that?
Along with Elvis. That is pretty badass. So, hey, congratulations, of course, on a phenomenal career for Elvis, which I'm sure will result in maybe being the newest inductee of the Texas Rangers Hall of Fame here very, very soon.
Deserves it.
Shout out to Elvis. All right, let's talk some tailgating. What do you guys got going on for this weekend? Epic football Thursday through Sunday. Tomorrow, we got Chiefs Ravens. We got Eagles Packers from Brazil on Friday. An amazing slate of college football action, starting with Texas and Michigan at 11 on Saturday. And then your Cowboys are back, 325. We'll have it right here on 105 Through the Fan. Pregame with Eric and Brian. I'll have halftime postgame with Brian. This is a legendary football weekend. What will you be grilling up, and what's your favorite tailgate food? Lucius, Tailgating foods, my man.
Favorite
what you
tailgating
have?
Situation. If it's a noon game, give me those breakfast burritos, please. Oh, made on that flat grill situation.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here for you.
Mm.
Right, can't go wrong with breakfast burritos. That's a heady play. Honestly, I didn't even have that on my radar.
Early game.
It was just that's an incredible, incredible. Yes, absolutely.
That's a big time move. I know, Walchuk, you'll do a little Sunday run to Whataburger from time to time.
In the morning.
And double up on those taquitos and things like that. I mean, it's sort of the same idea there, and that's fantastic. I think the chicken wings are obviously hugely important, but I'm going with the cheeseburgers, and I'm going with the guacamole. Where you just douse it in salt and you douse it in some lime and you're pretty much job well done. It's the easiest thing in the world.
I'm with you on that. The buffalo chicken dish.
Did you mess that up one year?
No, the guac I've nailed. The mac and cheese is what I ruined Thanksgiving.
So you're making your own homemade guac.
Yeah, homemade guac. Yeah,
mashing those avocados.
I think a big key too is keeping the avocado seed or whatever the big giant deal in there. Keeping a couple of those in the bowl.
Work around it.
Yeah, you work around that. Yeah, absolutely. There's I think there's a presentation aspect to it, but then I also think there's like a flavor saver situation.
Kind of like a football in there. It's like a little bit of a fumble.
Yeah, there's no risk of choking on that.
Yeah, no, you're not choking on that.
That's too big of a
seat. Absolutely not. But that's why you want to have some vitality with the chips as well.
So here's your top 10. Number 10, we've got the Italian sub coming in as the best.
As a tailgate item?
Tailgate food. Yep.
Okay, so we're getting like a sub tray. And we're bringing like a giant sub that feeds 20, like that.
I think you're hitting. Yeah. I think that you're hitting the 6-footer here.
We got to toast that thing.
Yeah.
I'd like to get a I mean, I guess a game day cold cut's not going to hurt.
I mean, they
were
doing this, I believe, the Giants game. You had Tommy DeVito's parents out there making cold cut sandwiches for people.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
no, that wasn't cold cuts. That was chicken cutlet sandos.
Chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
So I mean, the game day sub is definitely something that people are using, and an Italian sub. I mean, it might be one of the goats of the sub sandwich. Sandwiches, so it's hard to argue that.
Yeah,
9 is pulled pork.
I love it. Yeah, you get some rolls, you get a big old pork butt, you smoke that thing up, you pull it. You're rocking,
dude. What if we do the King's Hawaiian pretzel?
Okay,
slider deal with the pork.
I love this.
I was going to bring it up. I if I had to bring something to our tailgate party, I'd go back and circle back. You guys like the pretzel bun with the beer cheese and the brats. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
The brat burger deal.
The brat burger with the pretzel rolls with the beer cheese on top. That's what I would bring to a tailgate party if we were all going to doing something.
Yeah, there's a lot of versatility with the pulled pork. You make some pulled pork tacos, sandwiches. You can have it just straight. Number 8, and I'm surprised it's low on here, is the chicken wings. Comes in at number 8.
That is crazy how low it is. It's synonymous with tailgating.
I agree.
Can I ask a question, Dawson? And you do a lot of wings. Is it hard to cook a bunch of wings? Like a bunch of wings, like for a tailgate. Like
50 wings. Is it
100 wings? Is it? Would that be?
You're right there, around 80 wings, you're getting to the point.
You can't watch them all.
You're going to need multiple cookers. You know, you need a big, like, industrial cooker to go over about 75 of them.
Okay. That's why it's a little lower.
The full bags at Costco, they sell them fresh in these little packages.
Is that
like
30
six.
Or 40?
That gets to like 60. And that will fit on like a regular size Traeger or, you know, green egg.
But anything over 60, you're kind of like, it's a little bit too much.
You're going to need to get two involved.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, two different cookers.
Be careful. Yep.
214's got love for the nachos. And the 682 is saying avocado seed actually helps the guac from turning brown.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the other thing that I think
I
heard about.
The oxidation.
Yeah, keeps it fresh.
Yeah.
It's a good play.
And I like I like to put it in the fridge for a little while, bring it out cold.
I agree.
How about you guys?
I like it chilled.
100%.
Yeah, it's better that way. Number 7 is chili.
I think once October gets here, now we're in chili season.
Yeah, I'm not interested in an early September game
like
and throwing
weekend,
a pot of chili out there for somebody.
We're not doing the chili, but give it a month.
Give it a month.
And we'll break out
after
the chili.
After Texas OU weekend, like that the third week of
mid-October,
October,
it's time to really go.
Give it a go, yeah.
6 is buffalo chicken dip.
I think, by the way, chili on a hot dog is better than just chili plain. If you're going tailgating. Mm. You know, chili dogs.
Yeah, you might as well dog
it. Hand me a chili dog with all the fixings instead of just a bowl of chili.
Okay.
Maybe even throw it on a cheeseburger, too. If you're going to do dogs and burgers and then you have the chili, now it's like, I mean.
We do some chili tacos.
Gosh, you could do the tacos. You could do the nachos.
Heck, you can use the chili as a dip if you want to. Get those Tostitos scoops. Yeah. Go ahead and scoop them up.
100%.
Okay, you're going to get the queso, aren't you?
Well, the buffalo chicken dip comes in at 6.
That's a good one. It's a really good one.
That's the last of the dips that we're going to get.
Okay, real quick.
There's no dips in the top 5.
Okay, real quick. somebody tell me how to keep queso. I keep it warm, but it has to be stirred like every 2 minutes.
And then you get that weird layer on the top.
It gets like where it's plaster.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody were to tell me how to keep queso where the consistency is not like plaster, I would do more queso. But I felt like I have to constantly, the other day at Sean's party, I'm like lifting the thing and helping
by stirring.
Yeah. Because it gets to like that plaster. I don't want that plaster.
If you overheat it, it turns plasterous.
It's just, if you leave it sitting.
Maybe a fondue pot on low.
That's what I'm saying. It was in a slow cooker.
But you got to keep stirring every once in a while.
But you
got
to keep stirring.
We
got
to get like one of these. We need to do like a whirlpool kind of deal where you're
automatically
and it's just moving forward.
It
moves like some type of ice bathtub.
Might have an idea that could make us millions. We don't need to be talking about that on the air.
682 says add milk. Add milk is the secret there. Maybe we can try
at the end, just pour a little milk in there.
But no, I'm saying I could see the milk to thin it out, but then it's going to warm up. The milk, when you make biscuits and gravy, when you put milk in, what does the milk do? It seizes the flour up, so it's going to make it thick. Thick, I guess.
Honey hot fried party ribs. Getting texted in as well. We got bacon wrapped poppers. That sounds delicious.
That sounds delicious.
I'm doing these ribs this weekend, man.
Yeah, let us know.
You're doing the party ribs?
You're doing Pittman's ribs? Okay.
All right, here's the top five best
tailgating
foods.
Pocket one of those and bring it in on Monday.
Okay. Number five, we've got the cheeseburgers.
Yeah, it's hard to beat a really good cheeseburger on a grill.
Cheeseburgers.
And Lucius is right with the flat top. Cook it on the flat top for me, too.
And there's there's like just the convenience factor, just the simplicity of it, you know, where it's like.
Fix it how you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're tailgating, you're grilling. What better? Dogs and burgers. Yeah. Brats. You know, this is the way.
Lots of beers.
From Costco.
Yeah. Yep. Gas mask, maybe, occasionally.
Maybe a little Popeye.
Yeah,
that's a gas mask there.
That's part of it.
Yes.
While somebody's cooking, you could be wearing the gas mask.
Okay, the gas mask returned. Number four is the nachos.
Yes.
That seems dicey.
Why?
It seems dicey.
For a tailgate?
Yeah.
I think everybody can enjoy some nachos.
I'm just saying, transporting nachos doesn't seem like
I'm with you. Like, parking lot nachos, that is going, you're trying to tackle
something
here.
Them there.
I got a bowl. Where are my chips? I need a separate plate for the chips. It's just, you're in the elements, you're going to be battling the hell out of them.
It just doesn't seem like very conducive to, like, if you're talking like, okay, we're going to make them while we're there.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I think it's like a top three watch party at the house item.
Yes.
No question at the house.
100%.
Parking lot. I think you could make these there and be fine. You're under a tent. Well, elements aren't going to get on that.
I'll challenge your
ambitiousness.
No, I'll challenge you.
They're nachos.
On this one.
They're nachos.
No,
a lot of cleanup.
I think you're going to be like, ah, damn it, this sucks.
Yeah, you could be on that.
I think you're going to say
I can't
that.
Say I put together the nachos there to tailgate. I've only done them indoors, you know, at home at the watch parties.
Yeah.
Maybe you're onto something.
If you're going to do nachos, please make them better than just the cheese.
Nachos are the Jared Goff of football.
Only good indoors.
Food items. Yeah. They're an indoor
team. Big time drop off when you go on the road.
Yeah. They're splits indoor to outdoor, like completely two different teams.
I tell you, I like
it's a Jekyll and Hyde of nachos.
How about we make Jared Goff nachos?
I like this.
Just like name him after him, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of half ass.
All right, here's your top three. Number three, Dawson's giving a shot this weekend. It's the ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Party ribs, cutting them first, dunking them in barbecue sauce, putting them back on the smoker.
See, like, gosh, when you're, do you have to wake up, like, we got a 3:25 cowboy kick.
We're good. I'll start this process at 11 a.m.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah.
1 hour prep time, 2 hour cook, we're good to go.
Do you think that by cutting them in half, they cook quicker?
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. 575, perfect queso that doesn't congeal. I use 2 cans of the Lay's jalapeno cheese dip, 1 pound of ground beef or pork, and a big can of Rotel, and then add spicy
hatch green
chilies to it.
So it keeps it moist and
apparently it does.
And keep it moving.
559 says cream of chicken.
Interesting.
Into the queso.
Chicken can do a lot of good things.
All right, here's your top two best tailgating foods. Not really a shocker here. Number two is the hot dog.
Yeah.
And the chili dog can factor in here.
Let's go.
But number one, and Chris Beam, you'll be very happy.
Hey, Beamer.
It is the beer brat.
The beer brat.
Yeah. Beamer, who runs all the operations over on the media side over there at the Cowboys. Beamer,
yeah, doing a heck of a job.
He said he would, like, for a Green Bay Packer brat, he'd walk 3 miles in snow.
Holy cow.
3 feet of snow.
I thought it was going to be like a mail-it-in pizza. Like, you just bring boxes of pizza and throw them down on the fold-up table. Nope, didn't even make the list.
Proud of our country with the way we did this because the chicken wing is usually the headliner and the rib gets forgotten about, but clearly...
There were some big hitters in that top five.
Dawson's right. Over 60 wings, you're taking chances you probably shouldn't take.
Yeah. Yeah, you
cooking
know,
cooking for. I mean, if
it's much better for a smaller party or get together.
You roll in there with the nacho. You roll in there with like 30 wings at a party. Somebody's going to laugh at you.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you like? It's like bringing a six pack of beer. Like you show up with a six pack. You're like, oh, hey, here.
Yeah,
like,
thanks for nothing.
Yeah, thanks for. Yeah, what
thanks
are you trying to
tease.
Do?
Oh, yeah, goodness.
We're at 1 hour from LA Live with Lucius Alexander. We are about 45 minutes now from the expressway. We have Micah Parsons audio. We have a Matt Pittman insider report on the Dak contract that could be approaching, but coming up next, what are we doing, Wolchuk?
Ooh, let's do a little football audio bonanza featuring Man Campbell, Rob Ninkovich, and our buddy Tank Lawrence. That's next.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, an edition of the finest at 5, the expressway at 520. We have Micah Parsons audio. We have Matt Pittman from Meat Church, who was on talking about, you know, what he thinks with the Dak deal. Apparently, they're good buddies, Brian.
They are really good buddies. When we were out at camp, I was watching them dap it up. They cook crawfish and stuff together. So, anyway, that was he's being a little bit of a Cowboys insider right now on the radio.
It's very interesting. I like that. Okay. So, and then by the time we get to 6:30, it's Rangers pregame. We'll have Jared Sandler on, a huge sports afternoon here for you on The Fan, including right now a football audio bonanza with Wolchuk. Buddy, take it away.
Let's do it, fellas. You want to start with our buddy Tank Lawrence, Rob Ninkovich, or Man Campbell?
Man Campbell.
Manly man. All right, here he is. Man Campbell has himself a new commercial, and it's with Applebee's.
It's a good one.
Hilarious. If you haven't been able to see this yet, and I would still encourage you to watch the video of it, because I will say, as Man Campbell comes up and is taking an order as if he is a waiter, he is hiding his mouth with the menu. That is something that will play into this. And because this is radio and not visual, I wanted to just inform you on that. So here is how the Man Campbell brand new Applebee's commercial sounds.
Welcome to Applebee's. Can I interest you in America's favorite boneless wings for just 50 cents each?
I have the 50 cent bone.
Cover your mouth. They could steal your order.
I'll have the 50 cent boneless wings.
I'll have the same.
Perfect. They'll never see it coming.
He's good, man. The delivery and everything. I thought Man Campbell crushed this.
It's pretty good when you watch it. Like you say, he's kind of bent down.
He's got a cover and he's like, hey, you got to cover your mouth. Carter Stallion's going to steal your
signs. The kids look at him is pretty funny, too. Yeah. The kid's like.
And then he puts up the menu to his mouth. Yeah. Well, 50 cent boneless wings. Pretty good stuff there, Dan.
I love it when these unhinged guys that don't really fit in with the other CEOs make it, whether it's Ed Orgeron or it's Mike Leach, you know, Dan Campbell is just, you know, and these guys are so quirky that they could very easily never get the opportunity to be a head coach. But by a twist of circumstances, they got it, and damn it, they're good at it.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely.
Can I, Coach, do you think Nick Saban's getting better or worse as a pitch man?
Better. I think the commercials with Dion Affleck, I think they're getting better.
I think the last one he did with the, is it the bed and breakfast place?
Verbo, he's got his own B&B.
It seems very kind of weirdish, but I
thought he did a great job.
I like the Affleck ones myself, though. This last one, I'm like, man, this doesn't seem like
it. I couldn't believe he was a shirt on in the hot tub guy in that commercial.
Yeah. Really surprised?
He definitely doesn't have acting chops.
No.
You know, they're not that
refined.
He looked really uncomfortable on the set the other day when
McAfee's going crazy.
He saw what McAfee did in Ireland, and then
he was getting hammered.
And then he's next to him, and McAfee's got his shirt off, jumping around and stuff like that. Nick's kind of looking at him like, I got, 14 more weeks of this?
He's going to loosen up. Yeah. He's going to end up. I mean, he was swearing there on the set.
He did swear.
It was great. Okay, let's get to our guy, Tank Lawrence. This is our buddy from 2 years ago. Did the player show tomorrow. We got our first edition with Eric Kendricks coming up at 5:20. Looking forward to this. But DeMarcus Lawrence going on the Level Up Lifestyle podcast, and he was recounting a story of, it's the end of his third season, and he had gone broke.
So at the end of the third year, I go completely broke. You know, I get that phone call from my accountant, and he's like, hey, man, like, you don't have no more money in your account. I'm like, what do you mean no more? You mean like $0? Like, what are you saying? He's like, I mean like negative $100. But I never forget, 2 minutes later, my dad called me. He's like, hey, son, you know, I need you to help me out. I need something. I'm like, dad, man, I ain't even let him finish telling me what he need help with. I'm like, dad, like, man, I'm completely broke. He's like, what do you mean? Like,
you're in the NFL.
You're in the NFL. Like, what are you talking about? Dad, man, my account just said I got $0. She's like, huh? What's going on? Are you stupid? When he said those words, like, it hit my soul. It's like, are you? You had a huge blessing right here, and you did not steward it well. You did not.
Squandered it.
Yeah, I definitely squandered it. And it's like, now you have to really take accountability into what you're bringing into your life.
Who's that doing the interviewing right there?
You really squandered it.
You threw it away, man. You just blew it.
Wow.
Tell us about it.
I mean, he's already talking about like how he felt in that moment. Are you stupid? Am I? And here you are kind of piling on a little bit.
Yeah, you are kind of stupid. Man.
Definitely didn't steward that cash.
Jeez, what an idiot. I would have never done that.
The interviewer might be just as broke as him.
You know, it could be.
So that must have been terrifying, though. After year three, it was not clear he was going to stay healthy or get a second contract. Yeah. Very, very clear, though, that things turned around for the better for him after that.
Yeah, the franchise tag alone that they put on him was for $17 million. And then, of course, he's made over now a total of $117 million across his career. So, you know, I'm sure things are much better now for Tank.
I mean, as a second-round pick, you're only making a million. So, and not, I mean, only is still a lot, but that's hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
If you buy a house and a couple of cars, your first year's money is gone.
Yeah, right. So you got a $2.3 million signing bonus as a rookie, but his base salaries for those 3 years were $420K, $670K, and $703K.
You feel like he's gotten better as an interviewee?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, remember we had him on. He was working at it and stuff like that. But I kind of feel like that was.
I think he's gotten.
Yeah, he's got like he's got an on-air personality
he's
or whatever.
That, yeah, yeah,
that's
kind
of developed. Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap up the bonanza here with Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriot. He is not a fan of one Mac Jones, former Patriots number one pick, now a member of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Here's Nink talking Mac.
He don't like us either.
Oh, yeah. No, he don't like you.
I don't give
he
a
just like
you. Think I don't, I'll smack the shit out of
he does not like you.
I don't care.
I'm fine with him. He does not like you.
I don't care. Do you care if somebody doesn't like you?
No.
Exactly.
No. I'm just telling you.
I hope he has a great career as a backup. And he makes a ton of money.
Well, that's the, I just love how everybody's like, he's going to look at him. We should never have got rid of him.
Who? Like, yeah. Oh, God.
There's people that are out there.
It didn't work out. It didn't work out. They needed a change. The demeanor alone between Mac Jones and Drake May are completely different.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I could listen to I just got to keep working and got to get better. And, I'm just going to keep working hard. And we're just everybody together. And, it wasn't my best. And I got to be better. And over and over and over and over again. I'd rather listen to Drake May talk than, my modeling career didn't work out. So, now I'm back down here in Jacksonville and
I got to go. My mom's picking me up.
Like, it's just, and I'm a nice guy too. I'm a nice guy.
I know you got a freaking bicycle club.
I'm in a bike club.
What a bike club.
I needed some more nuts.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I want that out of my quarterback.
His Mac Jones impression is actually pretty damn good. That is how he sounds. That's from the Dan and Ninko show.
Almost as good as your Andy Dalton impression.
Well, let's have fun and play together.
That was one of those hype up speeches where you're like, man, we might need to. Can we rewind and start this whole plan over?
It's like our buddy Ben DiNucci. Stay in the huddle, guys. Stay in the huddle. Let me get the full playoff, okay? Stay in the huddle.
We all clap in unison, fellas.
Come on, guys.
Ready? Break.
Yeah.
There's your bonanza.
Thank you, sir. It is the G-Bag Nation here, 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, in addition to the Finest Chief, what you got in store?
Well, I got a Browns nugget for you, and one good reason why the champs could be toast in their own division next year in the nation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.